have Bridget Siabi, and Bridget is from an organization called the National Children and Violence Trust. It's a non-profit that functions to support vulnerable groups such as abused and violated women and children. You know, while we're talking about safe sex and you having an HIV test and the risky behavior that people get into, we must not forget that today we commemorate World AIDS Day.
Mm.
Good evening, Bridget.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. What did your actions and what did you do today around World AIDS Day and HIV and AIDS awareness?
Well, as the National Children and Violence Trust, we gather around with the community members of Ipsloot, just outside Fourways, and we were commemorating those infected and affected by HIV and AIDS. And we were offering free counseling and testing by New Start, which is a non-profit HIV prevention program.
Mm.
Yes, so we're just sitting around as community members and just talking about the effects of HIV and AIDS, looking at child-headed households, looking at children that have to take care of their own parents that are infected by HIV and AIDS.
Mm.
So there's a very interesting conversation with the community members.
What do you think the role of parents and adults are in terms of educating young people and you know, giving them the light about safe sex and themselves and how to stay protected?
I love what the man said, that real conversations are needed.
Mm, yeah.
Because it starts in the home.
Absolutely.
Parents need to sit down with their children and throw the birds and bees conversation out the window. Sit with them and have real conversations with them.
Mm.
Social media is there. The internet is there. They know more than we think that they know.
Absolutely.
So it's absolutely very sad and disheartening for a male boy to find out his HIV through male circumcision.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, Bridget, if I may just throw in doing a spend, not just for us to ponder. United Nations today, they say that South Africa, with other five countries, our adolescents, half are HIV positive.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What
and that brings me to a question to her, though, is that when you started as a social worker, Bridget, the perception or what you knew HIV AIDS to be then and what we are seeing now in 2015, where are we? You know, how has that progressed, or what are the different things that are happening that were not there when you started?
I think it's very interesting how right now conversations are there.
Mm.
In the past, people used to shy away from HIV and AIDS.
Mm.
And the most interesting thing is that I work in the Joburg North Side, and you see that HIV and AIDS, it doesn't choose.
Yeah.
It is there in the suburbs, just as it's there in the townships and informal settlements.
Yeah.
And one thing that we still need to take conscious of, and one thing that we still need to talk about, is the stigma and the discrimination. People living with HIV and AIDS still think that it's okay to hide behind closed doors, not get treatment, not talk about it because of people's reaction.
Yeah.
Mm.
And they forget that through talking, that in itself is healing.
True.
Because that's where you get your nutrition from.
True.
That's where you get your support from.
True.
And your friends and family, when they know, they are more supportive than when they don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's unfair for children to go around thinking they're okay, and then they go out sleeping with other children, making them more vulnerable to the disease.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing, Bridget, and I wish you good luck in your endeavors in education. Never tire.
Thank you so much for the conversation. It's been interesting.
That's Bridget from an organization called the National Children and Violence Trust, NCVT, and we're talking World AIDS Day, but we're also talking behavior, sexual behavior, with my gentleman in studio. Let's look at, you know,